Hello, hello, and welcome to the LuLaRoe Show. Stop looking at me.
I'm just looking at you. What am I supposed to look at? I'm making you laugh.
You can't look at me like that.
It'd be weird to do this and not look at you at all.
You're going to have to like turn around or something.
Well, I can't do it with my back to you. You're so crazy.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the LuLaRoe Show, episode 6. I am your hostess, Shelly Watch, and my husband, Brad, is my co-host.
Yes, and I'm here.
Yes, you are here. We are so excited to record this episode for you guys. You don't even know. We are talking about the LuLaRoe cruise.
Yes, and it was freaking epic.
It was so awesome. For those of you who don't know, or for customers listening in or whatnot, the LuLaRoe does a cruise, an incentive cruise every year for their consultants that qualify. This was their fourth year, and it was the first year renting out an entire ship. An entire cruise ship just for LuLaRoe.
Yeah, and it was like LuLaRoe everywhere from head to toe. Like, we're talking like everywhere they could put a logo, they put a logo, the napkins. I mean, everything.
The basketball.
Your chocolates. Backstop. Yes, your chocolates you got in your room. Your little things on your bed were unicorns. I mean, everything.
The bottom
everywhere,
of the swimming
LuLaRoe.
Pool.
Yes, bottom of the swimming pool was LuLaRoe.
It was amazing. What? It really looked awesome. Technically, it was a Carnival cruise ship, but officially, that was a LuLaRoe cruise ship.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yes, it was really awesome.
So, if any of you were wondering if it's worth it to sell that much inventory and make that much money so that you get to go on the cruise, 100% it is.
Absolutely.
Like, this was, hands down, my favorite LuLaRoe event I've been to out of any of them. And I've been to some really cool events.
Yeah, you've been to a lot. Like, just for, like, knowledge, you have been to every convention since you've been part of LuLaRoe.
Yes.
So it's three conventions?
This will be my third convention this summer.
Okay. And then like all the leaderships and all those different events. Mm-hmm. So like, I mean, you try all the trainings that have been in Florida that we can make. We've made those trainings
We've been to every... Oh, okay. We missed one Florida training.
In Miami.
Because it was like, yeah. But that wasn't like we missed a training. Like they did in Tampa and the next day was Miami. So we went to the Tampa one. So yeah.
So yeah, but we've like, I mean, you, specifically you, have been to like all these things. So you're saying that this was by far the best that they've done.
It was so awesome. Yeah. It was so fun. Like, oh my gosh, I don't even know. So we'll just start. We're going to kind of go through the week. We're going to try to keep this as concise because I could talk about this for hours. And Brad's like, yeah, she can.
I'm going to let you all see. We actually tried to do this podcast last week.
Multiple recordings.
The problem was the arc of the podcast was going on like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
And so I was like, we can't post a 3-hour podcast.
And we were only halfway through the week.
Yeah, so it was like we recorded like our typical half an hour. And in that half an hour, we got through one day.
Yeah. So we're just going to kind of go through it. Hopefully, we don't forget anything. Because there's just so much awesomeness, but we're just going to do our best to like share some of our best memories of it. So starting with that,
I'm going to go day one for me, okay? So day one for me was the Super Bowl day that they had the Super Bowl. And I think that this Super Bowl was epic. I don't want to go talk about the Super Bowl that much, but it was like this really like amazing epic thing.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of, to me, was like day one, you know, they just kind of let it ride with the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And
it was really cool.
Tone, it set the tone for what was going to be very special, very different to me.
Yes, so I agree. So day one for me, what stands out was the realization after a few hours of frustration that I wasn't going to have any internet basically for the entire week, even when I accidentally plopped down like the highest package amount. I don't even know what it ended up being. It was going to be like $100 and something for the week or something. I accidentally purchased it. It still didn't work. And then I was like, all right, I'm not going to have internet. I'm not going to be able to keep my like customers updated. And that's okay. Now I know it's not going to work. I'll just let it go. Bless and release.
All right. So by accidentally purchasing, she means she grabbed my phone and she just started clicking on all the things that said buy now. Hey, would you want to upgrade? Yes, I want to upgrade. Hey, would you like to do that? Yes, I'd like to do that. You literally added like 15 things to our package. I had to walk up to the desk and be like, all right, listen what happened. My wife took my phone and she started clicking buttons. And I don't know what she's put on my bill, but I need you to remove it. So
all I have to say is don't get between a LuLaRoe retailer and her internet access. Just don't.
Yeah. You know what? I'll just say it right here. The internet was horrible the entire time they said they were going to have internet. Yeah. I think it was because of the LuLaRoe consultants. Everybody was trying to get the phone, trying to post stuff. Like, I mean, it's
overloaded.
Of what you do, right? Mm-hmm. Like, every day, it's a habit that you have. I'm posting pictures to my group. I'm posting this. Like, it's just a thing you do. And I think it was just like, it was too much. Like, they were just like, oh, man, it's just any package you bought, it didn't matter. It just wasn't going
to
work.
So I will say, like, once I realized, like, we weren't going to be at a posts and stuff, I was fine then. But it was just like that dangling carrot out there where they were taunting me with the packages. But once I knew like they didn't work, I was good for the most part. Because it is a habit.
Yeah, it is a habit.
And it was kind of tough.
And but you still at times would grab my phone and be like, oh.
Yeah.
It would tease you. It would let you see a picture every once in a while.
Every now and then it would. You know, yeah. And I would be like, yes. And then nothing.
It's crazy.
But that ended up that being a good thing, I think. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because we were
that
definitely.
Time,
yeah.
From it and stuff like that, for sure.
Yeah. We were able to connect with each other more and our friends that we met on the boat. And it was cool.
All right. Here we go again. We're just.
Day two. Day two. What was day two? Day at sea, right?
Day at sea.
We had some trainings with Mark and Deanne. A lot of socializing, kind of getting your bearings, fun.
Yeah.
It was cool. I'm trying to think. What did we do on day two?
I was really exhausted on day two. So I really, we were able to sleep. And then, like you said, we had those trainings and stuff. And these were really cool trainings because they were like more
of a. It was Fiesta night, right?
So we had more of an intimate thing. And, and we would watch some karaoke.
Karaoke was that night. Yeah.
Man, karaoke was really great. And really bad at sometimes.
Yes.
I'm not calling anybody. I'm not going to say any names. But man, there were some woo.
But.
They got up there and they did it. I wouldn't get up there. And I got a problem. So I give them
And I was going to say, I'm just going to throw this in here. A little thing about Brad and I. We wish we could be amazing singers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so in our hearts.
Yes.
Like, so in our hearts. And we sing around our children. They're like the only ones that ever get to hear it. But some of those karaoke people actually made me feel better about like singing now. Because I'm like, you know what? I'm not as bad as I thought I was. Yeah. So yay for them.
Yay
that
for
is
them
awesome.
For giving us out there that have a song in our heart, courage or hope that we could one day do that as well.
Yeah. But there was, it was fun. It was so fun.
It was really fun.
That was day two.
That was day two. We'll just skip through day two because that was a lot of, you know, that kind of
stuff. It was boat stuff. It was fun. It was cool. Like we hung out with some of our friends.
Oh, you know what happened on day two? We played the Bing Bag Challenge game. And we got demolished.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm not remembering day two.
Yeah. We were okay. So
we entered like the cornhole bing bag toss thingamajiggy. Brad and I are both really good throwers. That is like a secret thing, talent, superpower, whatever you want to call it, that we have. We're good at throwing things, Brad especially. But when it comes to underhand throwing, I'm good. So we're like so pumped for this, right? Because we're like, this is like our secret talent. Yay! We're getting ready to play. And they literally, we got teamed up randomly against like
these two ladies.
The Michael Jordan of beanbag toss.
Two ladies, but they just destroyed us in the quickest way possible.
Yeah.
I was like,
I didn't even get to throw.
Game done. I was like, what? Are you serious? Yeah.
So that was a bummer.
Yeah.
That's why
you
I didn't remember
get to
day
throw
two.
One thing. Mm-mm. It was already over.
It was so sad. Yeah. So, that's, yeah.
Anyway, that was.
That was day two. So day three was amazing. That was.
That was the Belize.
No, that wasn't Belize.
No, that was Cozumel.
Day four was amazing. Day three was amazing too. That was Cozumel.
Yeah.
We didn't really know what we were doing that day. We were just kind of like, let's go find a beach. So we woke up that day. We were in port, so the internet worked.
Yes.
And I pulled it
up.
Cell phone service. I was like, what can we do type thing? And this like Paradise Beach Club place had a good travel. Like, what's that thing called? Travel?
TripAdvisor.
Yeah,
it had a great reviews.
Yeah.
So
we're like, all right, let's go. Yeah. Like, so we got a little taxi and he drove us down and dropped us off. And we didn't really know what to expect. I mean, we've never done anything like that ever in a foreign country ever. So it was like amazing though. Like we walked in, it really was Paradise Beach.
It really did feel like it was really cool. They had a really nice pool area, mm-hmm. But it's very, very clean. Everything very was very clean and very beautiful lawn with palm
great
trees.
Customer service.
And then it goes down to the beach and you get all these lawn chairs, or not lawn chairs, but
beach chairs.
You get all these chairs, you know, and it was great service, mm-hmm. and it was, oh man, it was amazing. It really was.
It really was.
It was really cool. And then out in the ocean, though, they had like these obstacle courses
of these inflatable things.
Like it was just like big slides, a little balance thing here and there, a thing you
trampolines.
Could like, yeah, you could launch somebody off of a like a little pad or something.
It was
like
a bubble.
Oh, a bubble.
And you jump on it.
Oh man, it was so freaking cool.
Yeah. Like so. I was super excited because I've seen pictures of these things before for people who like live on lakes and stuff. Like, I mean, I've seen pictures, but that's not anything I've ever seen in person. It's like one of those things I'll see in a magazine. I'm like, oh, that looks like so much fun. So when we walked in and they had that, I was like, oh, this is my chance to like play on these amazing things. And it was so fun. But I will tell you, that is harder than it looks. Like
it was a lot of like you know I was very out of shape. I learned
yeah
from
like
all this.
Trying to climb up them and they're moving with the waves and the wind and you're slippery and oh it was worth it but I had like major bruises afterwards.
Yeah. He took some major slashes out there and it had kayaking, snorkeling,
yeah.
and
paddleboarding.
Yeah, so we had to do some of those things.
Yeah,
and like
and it was cheap.
What? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So if you are going by there. It's only $20 per person for all those things
I
just said.
Well, $21.
$21. Okay, that's $20. Okay, $21 per person. And then also they asked for you to buy $10 worth of food mm-hmm. at the thing, which totally worth your money.
They mound
on the food. We got some nachos that cost
so
around
good.
$9 or something like that. But like it was like just this big old huge plate mm-hmm. of like steak and oh, it was so good. Like,
it was
delicious.
So we highly recommend that if you're in Cozumel and you just want like a chill, cool day at the beach that's not super expensive, go to the Paradise Beach Club. Like it was awesome.
Although you're being misleading. What are you talking about? Chill. That was like some high. Like I'm still exhausted. I'm still recovering from what started right there in Paradise Beach.
But that's because we were like, oh my gosh, we got to be out there like ninja warriors doing all these obstacles and like daring each other to do stuff and falling off the tops. And
oh, and
you know, it could have been chill.
And people had GoPros like all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to bring it all back to this, but like, and you know, they poke a GoPro in your face, and what do you have to do? You have to do something stupid.
Yeah.
You have to do something crazy. That's
it
what you have
fun.
To do.
So. Oh, I have to add this in there. Girls, just a word to the wise. Going down those little inflatables, if you're just in your swimsuit bottoms, make sure you go after somebody so there's a wet trail, because otherwise it really hurts. Like, I'm just going to throw that out there. It burns.
Yeah.
I was.
For sure.
So I'm just throwing that out there.
I remember that, yeah.
I didn't know that. So I'm just trying to help you out. You're welcome.
She knows this because we got to the top of one of these slides, which are pretty high, you know?
Yeah.
And so we're sitting up there just kind of like chilling, looking back at the beach like, oh, this is really cool. But then a nice hot like hard wind hit and she was sitting a little too close to the edge. So it like literally just blew her right down the slide.
It did.
And you're like, ah!
And it was dry
it
and
was
it
dry.
Hurt. So after that, I always made sure I slid after Brad. So yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. All these memories are starting to pop back up in my brain as you were talking about.
Oh, it was so fun though. So then we had fiesta night. Yeah. We ate in like a buffet place. We went to karaoke after that. The karaoke that we talked about being the night prior was actually this night. Super fun. That leads us into day three, which was Belize.
Yeah. And I want to take a moment. If we brush over stuff that were happening on the boat, it's not because we didn't have a blast. We had an insanely fun time. We were literally just trying to cover all the stories. And I want to get to this day.
Yeah.
This day being day
'cause there was
four,
so much, yeah.
Which was Belize. So.
I mean, I'm already thinking of like 10 stories that we've passed.
Yes. Ugh. Yeah, it's okay.
Maybe we can cram them in at the end. No. So Belize Day. Going back to Belize, I was super nervous for Belize Day because like a week prior to the cruise, we were on like one of our video things that we watched videos on. I don't know. We have too many. Was it Amazon?
No, it was Voodoo. And it like...
It had like a video suggestion, and I always like to click on those and watch the trailers because you might find like a movie you never knew about Brad's laughing at me, but it's true. I'm not as picky about movies as he is.
I'm picky about movies. I know the movies I want to be watching, and she will just look at random stuff, and I'm like, what in the world? No,
but it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to watch it. I just want to see if it's something I might have wanted to watch. So anyway, this one was called, what was it even called? Stolen Heart. I remember Stolen Heart. And so I was like, oh, that looks kind of interesting. Let's watch the trailer. So we watched the trailer, and it starts out, and it's like, Belize, dun dun dun. It is like the third most dangerous country in the world. And I was like, what? And so we're watching this preview that's all about like how they kidnap like American tourists so that they can like harvest their organs for the black market or whatever. And then I go and Google it, and it is like the third most dangerous country in the world, like per capita or whatever. So I was like, I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know what to expect, but it ended up being like my favorite day of the trip.
Oh, yes. By far. I think my favorite thing didn't happen there.
So it started out kind of cool. We had to tender over to the island of Belize, the main island, because it's too shallow for the, like the cruise ships to dock. And unbeknownst. How do you say that?
Unbeknownst.
Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, that word. Apparently, I get like kind of seasick on tender boats. I wasn't expecting that to happen. But it did. So then I was super nervous because I almost barfed. And then we were supposed to take this little boat on a 40-minute trip to get to like where we were snorkeling at. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just almost threw up on the 10-minute tender. Like it was bad. I'm like, how am I going to make it through? I was like really nervous, but I ended up being okay. So apparently it's just like a tender boat thing. I don't know. So we go to get on this little boat for this 40-minute trip out to like where we're snorkeling. And it's little. Like little.
Yeah, this is like a little speedboat kind of thing. Yeah. Right? I don't even know. Like,
there were 16 of us, but we had to sit like around the sides of it all the way around.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Shoulder to shoulder. Yeah. And then like the front half had like a little like, I don't know what you call it. Like a, what do you call it? Like a little shelter over it. I don't know what you call it. Anyway, the back half was exposed. So they start driving us out of the bay or harbor or whatever it's called. And they start passing like life vests out to all of us. And we're like, okay. And then he just like guns it. And we're like hitting these waves and like coming up out of the water almost. It felt like that. I think we were. I don't know. Like coming out of your seat.
Yeah, you were catching some air. It was really fun.
Yeah. Like, it, you guys. Forget the snorkeling. Just the boat ride was so worth the money. Like, that was so fun for me. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like the coolest thing ever. So then they like took us out to our snorkel spot. And it's on this really big reef, I guess. I don't know. I didn't know anything about this.
It's the second largest reef in the world, Shelley.
We found that out then. I didn't know in advance. I didn't do my research. And this day was also really fun for me because two of our couple friends that were on the cruise with us that don't live here with us, they went on this excursion with us. So I feel like that made it more special because I felt like that was our time to really bond with both of these couples. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. So they split us into two groups. One group had the captain guy who spoke pretty good English. The other group, which was our group, was with the other guy. What was his name? Romel. He didn't speak as good of English, but he was super nice. And they like, we got in the water and went snorkeling. And you know, you go snorkeling. I've only been snorkeling once before, but you just kind of swim around the boat and you look down and it's super fun. So, you know, we're following Ramel and our group. And next thing I know, I'm looking up and like, we were so far away from the boat.
Yeah, it felt like, I don't think I'm going to say it was like a mile. It felt like the boat was like insanely far away.
Insanely far
away. I could not like just swim there. No. Like just like easily.
No.
At all.
And we're out like in the big wide ocean.
Well, I guess we wind up swimming there again. But yeah. What I'm saying is, like, if I was like having problems or something, yeah. Like, it wasn't in like that kind of reach or whatever.
Yeah. So it was kind of like nerve wracking there for a second because I was like, oh my goodness, like we're really out here. But then you look back down and it was just so beautiful. And like Ramel took us all like through the reef and it was so cool. Like, yeah. I don't even know how to, like, it was the coolest thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of wildlife and stuff down there. It was really, really gorgeous. But you have to be like so careful because like when I say you're like all up in it, like you're like on it. Like there's moments where you can't even swim and you have to just kind of like,
like suck your tummy in and
like. Suck your tummy in because like, it's right up like brushing against your stomach because you're that. Like,
and you if you touch it, you kill the coral.
Yeah.
So you can't touch it and it can hurt you, you know? So I was like super careful the whole time. It's like, in my brain, I'm like, Shelly, don't touch the coral. Don't touch the coral. You're going to kill it. You're going to kill it. You know? And there was a few times I got close and I was just like, oh my gosh. And then this one moment, I'm snorkeling, right? And I look to my right and I see Bradley floating in the water. And next thing I know, he slams into the daggum coral and killed it. I was just like, whoa. Did I really just see this happen?
Okay.
Like, did he really just do that?
Focus on my leg. Okay, what was that? My freaking knee got hit. No. There was a wave. A wave just kind of crashed in on me, and I was just adjusting my goggles. Mm-hmm. And I was in a clearing area, but, like, you know, the current had just kind of taken me over. I didn't realize I had drifted that far, and it just, like, poof, just knocked me right into it.
He bashed it pretty good. So he cut his leg. He was bleeding a little bit. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you're fine.
I was good enough to attract the sharks later on.
But it was like crazy because it was just like just when I happened to look over, you know, and I'm underwater seeing it. It was like weird, but yeah.
Great perspective. Yeah, but it was like it was a real like an adventure, like just being out there. And like, again,
they had us to put like this back in. I don't know the word. I'm condensation. That's not the right word. But I don't know.
Your words.
I don't know.
The words come.
Did we mention we record these really late at night? Okay. But to put perspective, back in perspective.
Context.
That would work too. We were out there for an hour. It took us an hour, from leaving the boat to snorkel the reef to get back to the boat.
Yeah.
Close to the boat.
Yeah.
So this was like an extreme snorkeling adventure.
Yeah. And to give you the distance, imagine just snort like with fins on, swimming out 30 minutes and then looking back and going, oh.
Now let me swim back for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that was how far we were. So
it was really cool.
And then so then they took us to the sharks and you got to see the stingrays and the sharks and stuff. That was really
fun.
That
was the next part. They boated us to sandbar.
Oh, yeah, that was the next part, yeah.
And they threw stuff in the water and then you get in the water with like these huge stingrays and nurse sharks.
Yeah, and this is like, okay, so these are like islanders, okay, that are taking us on this trip.
Yeah, they're really cool.
This is not a boat excursion here. This is like just our own excursion that we got on. And man, they just like, all right, just jump in the water. Okay, cool. Sharks and like stingrays are around you. Sweet, cool. Here's some fish. Throw them out there. And they're just like swimming all around you. It's like crazy.
It was
like,
cool.
Absolutely no rules on anything. Just like, yeah, touch them. Yeah, put your hands on there.
I mean, they weren't like, you can do anything you want.
Well, yeah,
they told us, like,
it
don't
put it
like.
In a headlock or something.
Yeah, don't grab them because that makes them mad. Yeah. And don't do things like that, you know?
But it wasn't like, watch your feet. Don't swim, you know, like, whatever. Yeah. Like, it was just like, you're just in the middle of it.
It was neat.
I feel like I just jumped in. I was like, all right.
Yeah, it was so cool. And the other cool thing too, because then we got back on the boat and they took us to this other island for lunch, which was really cool. But they had water, like purified water for us to drink, but it was in bags. And that was so cool. Like, I don't know. That's probably silly sounding, but it was really kind of cool. But they said, like, you can't drink out of a bottle because it'll bash you in the mouth. So they have bags of water that you drink out of.
Squeeze it out.
Yeah.
Squeezable water.
So then we went to this island. I forget the name of it. What was it called?
I can't remember.
Oh, it was really cool. I wanted to go back there and ate lunch. And then our one set of friends that are from Canada, his cousin actually owns a restaurant there. So we were going to go see the cousin, but he was like off for the day and had gone like to another island for the day. So that was kind of funny. But
drove all the way across the country or all across the, you know, whatever. You get here. And that place was like so cool because it was just like, I don't know, just small island beach area.
Yeah,
like,
super chill.
Super chill. Like it was like, I went into their movie theater. Mm-hmm. Let me walk into the movie theater there. The building had no floors.
Yeah.
And the movie screen was this big sheet that was stretched between these two trees. And they had like a little chair set
beach
out. Beach chairs set out in there. And like they were actually showing like legit movies that were
like
out.
La La Land was one of the movies.
Yeah, La La Land and Split, I think, was the two movies that they had showing there.
Yeah.
Which both of those were like currently playing in the States too. So it was like, wow, this is like, I don't know, this is like cool, man.
And
this
there was
so
a lot of, it was a very small, chill island, but there was a lot of people there from like all different locations that come there on vacations. So that was kind of cool. I'll have to figure out what the name of that was because I actually was like, I want to go back there one day.
Yeah,
like, it was neat. So that was Belize. Then they took us a 40 minutes on the boat, crazy boat ride back to the mainland of Belize where we left the secure area so that we could go get a picture with the big sign that says Belize. And that was kind of fun.
Yeah, that was really awesome. Because when we get outside the gates, there was like a group of guys. I don't know who they are, whatever. But this big dude just turns around and he's like, "Who should you meet up?"
Like right in Brad's face.
I'm trying not to be too loud, but he was like right up in my face. He was like, "What just happened?"
Yeah.
And then he starts laughing and he goes back and hangs out with his friends over there. And he's just like dying laughing, you know. I'm like, man, he just scared a little white boy.
But then when we walked back by, he apologized to Brad.
Yeah, he came over and gave me a hug and stuff. It was all good.
He was like, "I don't know you, man. Like, you could have some, like, crazy defensive skills." Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah. And the other part about Belize, before we get off Belize and go to something else, because I feel like we're talking about it so much, is they had so many puns. Like,
yes.
It was unbelievable. And you better Belize it. And like,
my favorite was, what to say?
Belize it.
Belize Beach. Something like that.
Yeah, it was
like
Belize
Beach. But, you know, you got to say it the right way. You know what I'm saying. But
anyway, it was really funny. Yeah, like, yeah. They had so many t-shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah, you better Belize it. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
So anyways, we left that and like, I was exhausted. Yes. I'm gonna tell you, I was exhausted after the snorkeling trip and everything that had just happened. And it felt like the longest day ever. Heck, we're talking about it. It feels like so long. I can't believe all this happened in one day. Because the rest of the day was just insane, too. Because we get back, and this was the 80s party night. And so they have like a show that starts. And they're like, you know, this is like Carnival Cruise show. And they're doing some 80s music. And I'm like, yeah, this is so cool. And then afterwards, they have like a trivia show that they were going to do in the lobby area. And it was like 80s trivia.
This was like the carnival people who
did this. The carnival. But not too many people like ever. Like, it's like, trivia is never like this huge, big thing, right? Yeah. But everybody just kind of showed up in the lobby for this
just like
trivia,
randomly,
and they were playing music and you were supposed to finish the song or remember the title of the song. So yeah, so they're doing this, and before you know it, you look up and in the middle there's like the lobby goes up, right? Like, so there's like all these different like levels or whatever, or you can see all the way down to the lobby from any level within the boat. But like all the way up, there's just people around looking down, and they're playing this music and stuff, and everybody, I mean everybody's singing along and dancing and having a great time. And it was just like super
cool.
It
was really cool.
And like Jordan and some of the LuLaRoe staff, they get up on top of the
bar.
The bar there, and they're like doing a whole like performance stuff. I mean, it was just like
off the cuff, though. Like, it wasn't planned.
None of
it
this was
just
planned.
All
none of this was like planned in the sense of what
evolving.
Was
evolving.
Yeah, it was just kind of evolving, and it was just like, I don't know, it felt magical. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Like, I don't know, just so much energy there, right? And so anyway, so then that energy took us up to the deck party, and they were gonna have a big party on the deck. And before you knew it, they were like, it was a glow party. They were supposed to have,
because
like,
it was 80s night.
It was 80s
glow
night.
Sticks,
so glow sticks. Everything was glowing, right? And so, yeah. And we get up there, and the music is just hopping. It's so good. It's like 80s mixed with like some newer stuff. It was just really good mixture of good music, you know? And like, I don't know, people were just going crazy. Like, it was just, like, dancing, like, all over
their,
the place.
Their, like, LuLaRoe staff events was, like, throwing, like, glow necklaces and glow wands and all this stuff, like, down, like, on everybody. And everyone's like, oh,
And then you could see, like, the DJs were getting into it. You could see the DJs just having a blast, like, with this music and seeing people just, like, everywhere dancing. And then before you know it, people are just, like, hopping in the pool, like, just like none of this, a
with
huge
their clothes on, like, just
it didn't matter.
Crazy.
Everybody, and it was not just clothes, costumes, because every people were dressed up as like rock stars and like 80s icon, you know, like different things. They were dressed up like crazy. So, I mean, it was just, I don't know, it was just
you
so much energy.
You can go to our Instagram feed, How We Life, and there's actually a video I posted, a quick little video, because Instagram doesn't let you do long videos, but you can catch some of the energy, and you can see Brad breaking down a little bit, throwing out some of his moves.
This is me, my first time dancing, and like, I don't even know.
I've never seen you dance like that. Ever.
So, in public, she's never seen me dance. Like, she's seen me dance like that with the kids, maybe, but maybe not even that much. Anyway, but it was like, I don't know, it was so cool.
It was really
like,
cool.
Yeah. To tell you how much fun I was having dancing, at one point, so many people were getting in the pool, but I was still kind of dancing in the one area, you know? And there wasn't somebody on my, there wasn't somebody around me, and I was still dancing.
Yeah.
Like, that to me is huge. Okay, usually I dance in a group, you know, like, hey, you get in there, you kind of hide, everybody's kind of moving, it's all good. You know, but I was just kind of dancing on the side, it was all great, so.
I was actually the one to, like, finally call it that night. which is weird because normally I'm like, especially at night, I'm normally wired, but it was so awesome that at like 1 or 2, I don't even know what time, 2 a.m. like,
I think is when they already stopped. Yeah,
I gotta go to sleep.
So this day went on from like, I don't even know. We started with the Belize trip at like 8 a.m. and then to 2 a.m. and it was just like nonstop all day.
It was amazing. It was the Carnival cruise people said they've never seen a party like that on that ship before. Yeah. Like it was just, they were like, what is going on? Like, who are you people? It was amazing. Yeah.
It was insane. All right, so we get off day 4, go to day 5. Which was, they could not dock the boat on day 5.
Yeah, we were supposed to be in Honduras. In, where were we docking at?
Honduras.
I don't even know what exactly.
How was the dock? I can't remember what the dock was. But it doesn't matter because they said it was too choppy.
Montgomery Bay.
Or Montgomery.
It wasn't Montgomery.
Montgomery Bay.
What was it? Alabama's coming out. Mahogany Bay. That's it.
Montgomery. Montgomery. We weren't able to dock there, which is super rare for a cruise to not be able to dock. Mm-hmm. But it was also supposed to be a LuLaRoe beach party that day. So they were just, they had their own beach, a private beach they rented out. We didn't get to do any of that stuff. We got to do some awesome stuff on the boat. We got some cool training that day.
We did. And intimate moments with Mark and Deanne.
Yes.
We were giggling about that the whole week because that's what it was called. We were like, intimate moments.
We're going to go to intimate moments with Mark and Deanne.
But it was really cool. It was like smaller groups and they had Q&As.
Really, a lot of really good stuff there. This is also the first lip sync battle night.
Yes. We forgot something else.
Oh, you're going to forget. I don't want to forget.
Because it was that day, correct, that we learned to play cribbage.
Oh, yes. We want to give cribbage its own spot here.
It gets mentioned.
Yeah, like our
Canadian friends, LuLaRoe Lori Murphy and her husband LuLaBro Wayne Murphy, who's super fun. I'm so glad we got to hang out with them on this trip. We were Instagram friends and this was like, we actually got to like hang out and meet in person. Yeah. They taught us how to play cribbage, which at first I was like, what is this super old-looking person game that they're playing? But it was so fun.
It was fun.
We played it a lot after that.
Yes,
so fun. Yeah, so that's get its own special part here. This
special
trip.
Part. But so we got to go to these lip sync battle that night.
Yeah.
And my gosh, man, LuLaRoe is awesome, right? Like it was just cool. Like it was just like, I don't know, it was just epic, and like one person would like one up the game, you know, and the next person would come in there. Like, I was just like, I was very impressed.
Okay, so I got back up. So, my favorite part of lip sync battle was that night was elegant night. So, we had gone, you know, dressed up in our elegant wear and gone to like our fancy dinner, and we sat mostly with strangers. So, there was this one couple that sat with us, and it was a short little blonde girl from Utah? Was she from Utah? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure she was. Or Arizona? Originally Utah? Something like that. Anyway, she was super cool. Ate dinner with us. Really fun to get to know her. So then we transition over to lip sync battles, right? And next thing we know, she gets up on stage. And she threw it down. Like, she did awesome. So good. But it was just such a funny transition from like,
you just eating
dinner when we're all dressed up fancy to like her throwing down like this thug song. I don't even know what song it was. What song was it?
I can't remember now.
Some like Little John or something. One of those type of songs. And she did so good.
Little.
Okay. Lil. Okay. She did so good though. But it was like everybody that night was like insane. I felt like I was for real watching like that lip sync show.
Lip ship.
The show on
the later we get, Shelly, the better it's gonna get.
I can't talk. I know. Now I can't even think of the TV station. Is it Stars?
I can't remember.
Not Stars. You know what show I'm talking about. I know what
it's called, like Lip Sync Battle.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes.
It was better than that show.
Yeah, because it was like, I don't know, it was like, it had like a LuLaRoe, like you knew some of the inside joke stuff too.
Yeah,
and it was
really
cool. And so, anyway, really great, awesome stuff.
Yeah.
So we go into the next day, which I'm just going to skip all the way to the end because we're going to run out of time. So
it's okay. Next day was another sea day.
Yeah, we were.
No. No. Yes. No.
Yeah. No.
I think
no,
it was.
No, we went to Grand Caymans.
Grand Caymans. I feel like this was the longest week ever.
Jeez. Oh, my
gosh. Cayman was cool.
It was really
awesome. It was another day we didn't have an excursion. Yeah. We just kind of did our own thing. We met our Canadian friends.
Yeah.
Rode the public bus. It was way cheaper than the taxi.
Yes.
Very good cultural experience. I'm glad that happened.
Yes. And the bus was so cool because people were like adjusting getting on the
bus. The bus is a van. Like a little van.
It's a little van. But I asked the world's dumbest questions. Yeah. I know that there's no dumb questions, okay?
This was one, though.
This had to be the dumbest question ever asked. So I'm like, we got on this van bus thing, and we're driving, and in my, like, whatever. On an island. I had just sat down and just started going for a ride. I never said, hey, can you drop me off here?
And again, it's a bus, so they don't just drop you off.
They don't drop you off.
They have
stops. Anyway, so I'm just like, where am I getting off at? I don't know. I'm just taking a ride right now. You know, like, I know I'm supposed to get off at some point. So I ask a random person on the bus, like, hey, is this the beach place?
At one of the stops. And he looked at Brad. He's like, it is a beach place. Like
he was
on an island.
He has Australian, so I have an Australian accent. But yeah, he was like, yes, this is a beach place. Like, it was the dumbest question because every single place was a beach place. Yeah. Every stop that we had, like, we were always, I could always see the beach right there. Like, it was,
oh it was
dumbest
so funny.
Question ever.
It was funny. It was pretty funny.
Anyway, so yeah, wind up getting to where we're, I guess,
the 7 mile beach.
Yes.
You have 7 miles of awesomeness to choose from.
Anyway, we got on there and I had a great time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was really awesome. And I don't want to take away from that, but I do want to get back to the boat and what happened on the boat. So
yeah.
We go to night two of lip sync battles. Okay, I'm just fast forwarding us all the way there because this was icon night. Mm-hmm. And so everybody is dressed up, and my goodness, people had some crazy great costumes. I love LuLaRoe. I love the energy that people put into their costumes, and they go there for it.
Throw in the one regret I have about this cruise was not having costumes and not being prepared for the theme nights. For some reason, I just had like major stress and couldn't interpret what all these things meant to make an outfit, which is so dumb because it's like easy stuff. Don't overthink it if you're going on the second one. So that's my only sad thing, is because like once I start seeing other people, I'm like, dang, I could have totally worn this or that or that or whatever. So I'm ready for next year.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
I got some ideas now. But there was some like really great acts, and they showed up for the lip sync battle.
Yes.
And it was like next level, like,
oh my gosh,
just like I don't even know, like I didn't realize we had this much talent. Yeah. Around, you know, like first of all, we had a couple or two, these two ladies that were dressed up like Mark and Deanne,
and totally on point.
They were so on point, like all their mannerisms, the way they were acting the entire time was just so great.
It
and
was
then to
so
see
good.
Them do some songs together, it was just, it was brilliant.
And it was like, Deanne's, it was just, one of Deanne's nieces. Yes, so
She had it down. And I was just dying laughing
so
the whole
funny.
Time. There was Hulk Hogan showed up.
Yes.
He was freaking awesome.
Michael Jackson was there. Michael
Jackson was there.
Like,
people.
Legit.
Like I don't know
him.
Who that guy was, but at least that first song that he did, and the second one too, he did.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I was just like, what? He winds up winning the whole thing,
yeah.
Because he was just like,
he was so
this
good.
Brilliant. But it was like brilliant act after brilliant act after brilliant act. Like, it was just like, you would not believe what all took place. Mm-hmm. And it was like, sometimes you'd think like, oh no, somebody did that. What? They won for sure.
Yeah.
And then the next person would just like one up them. And it was just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, oh, where did that come from? Like, you could hear the crowd was just like,
yeah,
shocked and awed with just all this crazy, amazing stuff that they were getting to see. So
it was so
really fun.
Cool.
It was amazing. Like, it really was just next level amazing. So yeah, that was the that was night of days. Is that day six?
We had a dance party again that night.
We did have a dance party again tonight. It wasn't as epic as the other. It was still a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I danced till
still,
like 1
it was,
a.m. or
it
something
would,
like that.
It's like second level epicness. Like, yeah. It would have been more epic than any other dance party I'd ever been to,
yeah,
except the other one was just even that much.
Yeah,
epic.
And there was even and there was even dancing dinosaurs.
Yes.
People had brought some inflatable dinosaur costumes, and they were freaking awesome.
So fun.
And it was really cool seeing everybody dressed up as icons,
yeah,
dancing too.
Yeah.
Like, that was like extra level cool.
It was really fun.
It was really, really fun. But it just, I don't know. Anyway, so then we got to the last day on the boat, which is a day at sea. And I don't know. I was really recuperating this day. Like, we had to have a lot of fun.
I'm so tired by the day. I'm trying to look at our notes because I'm like, what did we even do that day?
Yeah. Yeah. We. This.
I mean, we had some trainings that were really good.
Yes, we did. And we actually had the... that big picture we got together for, that was really cool. Like,
on the back of the boat.
And then, like, the entire, like, LuLaRoe, like, Mark and Deanne, and everybody starts, the crowd's like cheering for them to jump into a pool. We had all the clothes on and everything, and everybody jumps
in.
It was really fun.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, there was so much energy felt throughout this thing. It's so hard to try to capture it and keep it within like a short amount of time here, but like there was really
so much
energy.
I was gonna say real quick, going back to that picture though, I was cracking up because we went for the back rail because we're like, all right, if we're at the back rail, we know we can find ourselves whenever like this picture gets posted, right? Because we're right next to the flagpole in the back rail. And like we were packed. You guys have probably seen the pictures on my Instagram feed. But like the ship's crew kept coming around to like warn everybody not to sit on the rail because they were so worried somebody was going to sit on the rail. But that to me, I was like, oh my gosh, like, you know? Like, who would think to sit on the rail? Like, I really hope nobody would ever do that because, like, bloop, you're off. Bye. Floating down the Atlantic Ocean. So that was kind of funny because they were, like, very serious about it, which is good. They were taking our safety, you know, first and foremost. But
definitely.
It was fun. It was fun.
It was very fun. So, yeah, anyway, so many great memories. And let me tell you, it was worth it just for all the memories, experiences, relationships, and those things that you get to make and have there. I mean, every bit of that is so priceless.
Yeah.
And it was just a special experience. I'm so glad that we had opportunity to be a part of, you know.
Oh, 100%.
And it was really cool, too. We brushed over so many things, but being able to have conversations with a whole bunch of other people that are working their business, too, and making this work and hearing some of their ideas and you know, also being able to answer questions and get to talk about it with people like that was really cool, too. I really, really enjoyed some of those things. I definitely had some great takeaways from the ship. So, yeah, very... very cool, and we encourage everybody to try to get qualified for something
and
like that.
I know, so. Like, it can sound intimidating, like the $12,000 a month, you know, for however many months, but you can do it.
Yeah.
I promise you can do it. It took us a while to get there. Like, that was a goal I had posted for a long time before we achieved that goal, but don't get discouraged. Don't get down on yourself. Just work every day on growing your business and doing those little things to improve each and every day, and you will get there. And it is so worth it. Like, I wish everybody could have
and that's
been there.
More, you know, that's more of our story, and I like that it is part of our story. We didn't start off like crazy hot, like in terms of like just selling stuff left and right. I mean, we didn't cruise qualify our first month, you know, or something like that. Like, I mean, we were in this business for over a year before things started to turn in that way for us. And we built up to it. Like, it was like, this month we did a little bit better. Oh, we did a little bit better. And we continuously did a little bit better and a little bit better. And we didn't even realize, you know, before we qualified, we didn't realize that we were right at that mark. And we're like, oh my gosh, you know, I know that I've been busy.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that I was right at cruise qualification.
Yeah.
And then that really set us on a level to cruise qualify. Yeah. So
that's something cool. I know we always share with our team a lot is slow growth is fine. Like, don't compare yourself.
Yeah, compare and despair.
Compare
you
to yourself only. Don't compare yourself to others because it's your journey, your life, your personal thing. Don't look at what others are doing because that'll get you down and you don't need to get down. You need to stay up. You need to stay happy. You need to be, you know, checking your goals off on your list. That's specific to you.
Make your commitments to work your business to how many hours you can give to it.
Yeah.
But stay consistent. Consistency is always the key. So, and anyway, guys, thank you all so much for listening to this long podcast. This is a very long. This is way shorter than what we were doing before, Shelley. I think we got to this time
here. We shaved a good hour off at least.
Oh, no, way more than an hour. A couple hours because we got to this part and we had just gotten to day two.
That's true.
So we're sorry about the time lapse in not having a podcast posted. We really did try last week. It just didn't work for us. We just couldn't get it down.
So there were so much cool things that happened and so many people that we met. And I'm telling y'all, like, I have so many stories right now that I'm like, oh, but we need to tell them this. Yeah. We need to tell them this.
Save it for some other time. But we did want to go through a caps of like day by day kind of what happened. But just because we didn't talk about, you know, one thing. Like, seriously, there's a lot of stuff there.
And I'm just going to throw it out there, too, because I know one of the things before we joined LuLaRoe that I saw was the cruise, the first cruise they did. And that was before we were retailers. And I was like, I want to do that. How do I do that? So if you're in that boat and you're thinking, you know, you saw all these cool pictures, you've heard these stories, you love LuLaRoe, and you're interested, just let us know. We would love to give you information on joining our team and to help you get started on your journey of being a LuLaRoe retailer, because it is amazing.
Yeah, it's a special journey, and it's the journey that matters.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the destination. I learned that on the boat. Like,
yes.
I felt like, hey, we arrived. Right? We did it. This was a big goal that we had, mm-hmm. you know, a year prior. But, you know, it's not the destination. It's the journey that matters.
Yeah,
and so
definitely.
It continues on, and we're still having a blast. And
yes.
Still loving every moment.
So
of
please
it.
Reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
And answer any questions you have. So you can find us on Instagram at lularoe.shelly.watch or at on Instagram, also at How We Life. And we're also on Facebook, LuLaRoe Shelly Watch on Facebook. So we'd love to see you in any of those spots. And we hope that you guys have an awesome night. Thank you for listening to our super fun long stories.
All right, guys. Have a good one.